Africans who arrived in the country from Lesotho over the weekend were taken to centres at Telkom, Transnet and Eskom for quarantine. Minister Patricia de Lille says it was not authorised by her department. She says there was an agreement in place for two hotels to accommodate them.
We, of course, wrote to them today and said that it was unauthorised and whoever had made an arrangement with them will be personally liable for any cost that they incurred. I've also further instructed that the people be moved from there to go to the hotels that we have arranged for them.
Social grant agency SASSA in the Eastern Cape says it's looking at possibilities of reviewing its payment systems to reduce long queues at pay points. The agency says it has noted with concern the huge numbers of people that flock to towns during the social grant payment days. Provincial head of SASSA, Bandile Matketuka, says the aim is to ensure that grant beneficiaries adhere to the lockdown regulations set out to fight COVID-19. And Britain and the United States have warned that government-backed hackers are attempting to break into healthcare and research institutions involved in the global response to the new coronavirus outbreak. In a joint statement, the US and Britain security agencies said the hackers are actively targeting organizations involved in both national and international COVID-19 responses. The agencies say attacks are likely part of efforts by the hackers to obtain intelligence on national and international healthcare policy or acquire sensitive data on COVID-19-related research. The top story at 6 o'clock, aviation experts say no airline will be able to survive the impact of the grounding orders due to COVID-19 without government support. Sureshni Ryder will have more news for you in the morning.
Live at night, motivation moment.
That's the number one thing you have to do, is to work on yourself and to fill yourself up and keep your cup full. Keep yourself full. Now, I used to be afraid of that. I used to be afraid, particularly from people who say, oh, she's so full of herself. She's so full of herself. And now I embrace it. I consider it a compliment that I am full of myself, because you only when you're full, I'm full, I'm overflowing, my cup runneth over. I have so much to offer and so much to give, and I am not afraid of honoring myself. You know, it's miraculous when you think about it.
Live at night, motivation moment.
Oprah, what a motivation. Indeed, it is true. I can only give if I have some in me. If I have nothing, I cannot give you anything. So allow me to go and rest.